Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 17th of February, recording at 8:48 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights of the day. For stock markets in Asia, it started with China, which has been going gangbusters on the upside recently, but today it had a small downside key day reversal on the A-share indices, just slightly more than reversing yesterday's gains. And elsewhere, the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index was hit pretty hard, down 3.79%. European markets have been very soft, down between 2.5% to nearly 5% on the Swedish OMX index. And Wall Street, well, it hasn't closed yet, but it is certainly going to close lower, short of a miracle. Here, it's currently we see declines of 3% plus for the U.S. indices. Long-dated government bonds against this background have been very strong. The U.S. 30-year Treasury bond is up over 3 points as I speak. The U.S. dollar index, as we've so often seen in the past when Wall Street and other stock markets get hit, is firm in here today, with the U.S. dollar index closing at 87.58. That's challenging the highs that we'd seen a few months ago. And precious metals have had a very strong day here today. Gold currently up nearly $28, just below the 970 level. Platinum, 1,097. Silver up 43 cents at 14.05 and a half. That's on the March contract. The industrial the industrial metals are all lower, and I believe the agricultural commodities are all lower. Soybeans were hit very hard in here today. And what else to mention? Crude oil and natural gas are also weak here. Crude at 34.98 as I speak. That's down 253. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, the Wall Street leash effect is leading on the downside. Now, a few other markets have led this current weakness in Europe, notably Switzerland, with its bank waiting. It has pushed to new low ground among the bigger and more important stock markets. Elsewhere in Europe, we've seen a pretty steady erosion of support that had been built up since late October within the overall trading ranges. And in the United States, now we've got the Dow virtually testing its November low. And in all these instances, we would need to see some pretty clear upward dynamics and some moves above the last highs that we've seen, the last small rally highs that we saw, that we've seen within the last 3 to 4 weeks, to offset the risk for a downside break by a number of these indices. Now, the Wall Street leash effect would certainly drag if the U.S. indices break down through their lows. Now, the Dow's the weakest, but the S&P is not all that far off its lows at this stage, and it has broken under the psychological $800 level. Now, it would have to get back above the 850 level again to offset risk for almost certainly a further challenge of the November low and potential for a downward break. So really, it's all for the bulls to prove. And while we have seen a lot of ranging since the late October, early November lows, and while that has certainly shown signs of base formation development, in our view, this hypothesis is really being challenged right now. And again, it's all for the bulls to prove. We would have to see rebounds from the lower side of these ranges. But the risk right now is that we get downward breaks on these indices, because we have seen a steady erosion of support in the last few days. And it's actually an erosion of support that started back in early January, and then we had a little lull, steadier action in late January and early February. So this is not a happy picture here in terms of stock markets. Brazil and China in particular, now they had rallied sufficiently, as I say, especially China on the A-share indices, to make me feel that even if we get a resumption of the bear market trends, which has to be the risk at this stage, led by Wall Street, even if we get that, that is unlikely to do more than to pull China back down within its base for a further extension of that overall pattern prior to it leading on the upside once again. That remains to be proved, of course, but that's my hunch at this stage, because obviously not all countries suffer the same sort of economic problems and loss of confidence, I would emphasize, that we actually see on Wall Street. But the technical outlook, bottom line here, the technical outlook for stock markets right now is we have seen a continued erosion of support, and the lows are under the severest pressure. The risks are to the downside here right now, and it would take some quite clear technical action on the upside in the form of dynamics to offset that risk. Now, if stock markets break down, I would expect a pretty good rally by the U.S. 30-year Treasury bonds, which gave up a lot of their earlier gains over the last month. I opened a long position in there, partly because it's not a crowded trade at this stage. So many people were shaken out. And it really is a hedge against further weakness in stock markets. I also chopped most of the equity positions that I was holding in my trading account, not in my long-term investment account. I'll ride this out, as I've said before, but in my trading account, I've chopped back on positions. Now, there are still a lot of patterns that show quite decent evidence of base formation development. Those include the BlackRock World Mining Trust. Those include also the shares like such as ArcelorMittal, not to mention the stunning performance of gold shares, which continues in here today. So there are certainly things that look reasonably good, and not least the precious metals themselves. But in terms of global stock markets, again, it's all for the bulls to prove. Currencies, the dollar, I find it hard to believe that the dollar can hold this ground, let alone make additional gains, but that's what I'm seeing on the charts at the moment. Now, I have a small dollar short position against the euro, I almost increased it in here today, but then decided to hold off. I was doing a lot of other things in my account, as you will see, and I was raising a lot of stops in my precious metals positions. So I did hold off on that here today. I'm not going to abandon that small position at this stage. But in terms of my own trading activity, it is now overwhelmingly in precious metals. And that has been the case for a while, with platinum being my biggest position, with silver being my next biggest position, closely followed by the gold futures long positions. And I have in the money stops on all those trades. I give them a little bit of breathing space, but I don't want to give up a lot of paper profit if these markets were to turn suddenly against me. But fortunately for those of us who have these positions, and I hope a number of you do, the technical action has been extremely orderly recently. It's become much, much more orderly, not least for silver. I was tempted to short soybeans early this morning, but I didn't get around to it, and we had a very weak close here. But these agricultural commodities do look like they're going lower, as do the industrial commodities. We just see confidence, which never saw much of a revival, but nerves calmed down while stock markets were ranging. And it looks like that fear factor is climbing here once again. I'm sure the VIX is up a long way. Let me just put that chart up as I speak. Well, it's not as much. It's up 5.4 points, up to 48.33. It's not as much as it might have been, but remember that's compared to a high that we saw up near 90 in October. But hey, at 48, VIX is one heck of a lot higher than what we are used to when stock markets have been showing better action. And they are closing. Wall Street is going to close quite to weaken here today. It must be near the lows of the day, with the Dow down 296 points as I speak. We're getting a little bit of a late runoff here, and that has boosted precious metals here once again. So my strategy here: I have reduced my equity exposure in my leveraged account, and although I will nibble on a baby steps basis for that ArcelorMittal if that weakens further, as it probably will, but I'll keep the position small. I may add to my precious metals positions, but I will only do so incrementally, and not until I've raised stops even further on what I currently have. So that's pretty much it for today. Renewed weakness in stock markets, renewed strength in government bonds, and renewed strength, especially in precious metals. That's the story here today. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.